It is time for Mile High Magazine. Happy Sunday to all of you guys. Hope you're having a great day. This is Murphy Houston. And joining me right now is my buddy Jim Fricke, the executive director of the Colorado Garden Foundation. Jim, welcome back. Gosh, how many years have I talked to you on Mile High Magazine? A lot.
It has been a lot, Murphy. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's good to have you. And a lot of people may not know the Colorado Garden Foundation is more than 60 years old. So give us some background and why it was formed back in the 50s.
So Colorado Garden Foundation was formed in 1958, which is the same year that Denver Botanic Gardens was formed. It was formed by a group of people that wanted to raise money for the Botanic Gardens. So the idea to raise money was to do a garden show, which is what it was originally called. And in 1959, the first show ever, which is now called the Colorado Garden and Home Show, where the first show ever was Colorado Garden Show, was held in a tent on DU's campus to try to raise money for the Botanic Gardens. And so for the first 10 years, or roughly, they couldn't make any money. And so in the late 60s, prior to my time, in the late 60s, they added home products, which is why we're a garden and home show, not a home and garden show.
Right.
And since then, we basically have funded, raised money for the Botanic Gardens, but have also given away across the state of Colorado more than $13 million in horticulture scholarships and grants as a result of our show every February.
That's amazing. That's a lot of money, Jim.
It is. It's the beautiful thing about our show is it's great for the exhibitors and it's great for the attendees. You can find what you need for your house. You can, the exhibitors are able to generate business out of it, which is great. And then we turn around and basically give away the money to the tune of this year. It'll be about $800,000 in these horticulture scholarships and grants. And so it's great for everybody. It's great for the community. In addition to that, we actually generate about $57 million a year in economic impact. So,
oh my gosh.
The Garden and Home Show is a, this is the this February is the 65th anniversary of the show. And it's just beautiful because we're able to turn the convention center into spring. We give the attendees gardens to look at, flowers, everything for your home. We give the exhibitors hopefully business, right?
So sure.
So they can help the homeowner.
Sure.
And then we turn around and during the rest of the year, give the money away.
Well, it always gets me. I tell you this every year, Jim, because we go down to it. We love seeing it. Carol loves the flowers. I love the flowers. But then she gets you back to the home part of it. And the credit card mounts up, dude. All the stuff we can get done at our house.
Well, it's interesting because during COVID, everybody got a lot of stuff done.
Yes, they did.
Because we're all sitting there at home going, oh, boy, I hate this bathroom. Or, oh, boy, I hate this kitchen. And so there was a little bit of a lull last year in terms of people needing things in their home. It's all picking up again. And the beauty of the show and going to a show downtown at the convention center is instead of driving around town to all these showrooms, you can just go to a show and visit. There's more than 500 exhibitors in the show that are home and garden related products and comparison shop and meet these people because, when you and I invest in our house and we're both homeowners,
right?
It's a personal decision, right?
Right.
And so you really think about and when you're going to do a kitchen, let's say, or even your landscaping or a deck, it's a really kind of an emotional, personal decision you make, and you want to make sure you meet the right company to do the work for you. Well, when you can walk around a show and meet several different companies, or even in the case of many things, touch and feel and see their product, it's a great opportunity to be able to, engage in a company, meet them and say, yes, I want you to come out to my house and give me an estimate. And I want you to come out and you to come out. And you've spent 2 hours, 3 hours at the convention center doing it instead of, 3 days driving around town to their showroom. So it's really a great opportunity for people.
It really is. And they take time with you to talk with you. They're not rushing around and people are coming up. They just spend the time. They show you everything. You're right about that all the people you can meet in one day. And then you just go back and buy what you want and you're ready to go and you're proud you've done it. But talk about the scholarship program for those that don't know. You talked about like $800,000 you got this year, but what is that scholarship program? And are they all in Colorado?
So it's a scholarship and a grant program. So the scholarship side of it is about $200,000 a year. And it is for kids to go to college in Colorado. The largest scholarship we have is every year we award one four-year full-ride scholarship for someone to study horticulture in the state of Colorado. Generally speaking, they've all been CSU students because it is the ag school in the state. but we literally pay everything, room, board, tuition, books, fees, everything for 4 years for these kids, and 4 years graduate debt-free. Last year, last March, April, we ended up awarding two of them because the board just felt like these two people, these two young ladies, were both so deserving that they're like, yeah, let's just do two of them instead of one.
Yeah.
So we're literally paying, you know, so we have right now six kids up at CSU on four-year full-ride scholarships that we're paying everything for. But in addition to that, we have smaller scholarships at Front Range Community College, Northeastern Junior College up in Sterling. We have two scholarships in the environmental design department at CU, other scholarships at other community colleges around the state, and still another undergrad and graduate scholarship that we award. So we really are trying to further horticulture in the state of Colorado by awarding, a lot of them are need-based, awarding these scholarships to kids to be able to go to college. On the grant side, this year it's $608,000. On the Friday, March 1st, during the show, I'm literally handing out $608,000 in checks to 65 organizations for anything from community gardens to horticulture therapy. Oh. To the largest scholarship we're giving this year is $72,000 to the Durango School District. They're building a grow dome greenhouse at the school that they're going to incorporate into all of their class studies in Durango for the entire school district. So they're crazy cool scholarships or grants and scholarships, but the grants are all around the state of Colorado, including locally, like Denver Digs Trees with the park people and, right, and other local scholar, you know, like Denver Urban Gardens, groups like that, Denver Botanic Gardens, of course. But at the same time, the board that I represent, that I work for, basically wants to make sure we award it all over the state of Colorado. So there's grants, whether it's Steamboat, Durango, Cortez, Lamar.
Sure.
I get to see the whole state of Colorado going around and visiting these projects. And I can tell you, we're really making a difference to horticulture in the state of Colorado, feeding people, a lot of community gardens, feeding people, but also teaching people how to do it themselves at home. And so it's really an unbelievable thing that we do.
You have.
And I'm a little biased. I'll admit it.
Are you now?
But, you know, it really is amazing to see how we further horticulture in the state of Colorado.
That's Jim Fricke, my friend, executive director of the Colorado Garden Foundation. So, Jim, how do they get the scholarships and the grants? How do they apply? What do they have to do if they're hearing us right now and didn't even know they could get one?
And good point. The scholarship deadline is March 15th. If you go out to our website, and it's ColoradoGardenFoundation.org, not .com, ColoradoGardenFoundation.org, you'll see there's a tab for grants and scholarships where you can learn more about both of those programs. The grant side of things really kicks in August is when the applications start for that. But people can learn everything they need to know out on our website about both of those programs. But if you're hearing this and you're interested in the scholarship side of things, definitely get out there and look, because that deadline is March 15th.
Wow, that's quick.
It's coming around.
And these are for students, so their parents got to help them fill out forms, applications, all kinds of things like that?
It's not an arduous process at all.
Yeah.
It really isn't. It, you know, out there is the application stuff, and it's not like, you know, those of us who have had kids go through college, it's not like filling out FAFSA.
Oh, no, heaven no.
Forever, and it's nothing like that. It's much simpler than that.
Oh, my.
And so it's, you know, don't, you know, have, you know, if you're listening and, you know, as a parent, you can go look, or have your kids go look and check it out. Again, remember, it's really for horticulture related scholarships. So it's not, you know, not science scholarships. It's really horticulture related. But if you go out and take a look, there are different majors that are listed out there that people can learn more about. If that's what they want to study, then I would encourage them to apply for sure.
Do the grades work into that? I mean, you got to have a certain grade point to, like, a scholarship goes for?
We don't have a specific grade point that we're searching for someone coming out of high school.
Sure.
I'm just going to say it that way. I mean, we end up with amazing kids, you know, usually with great grade point averages, but that doesn't always, especially for the full ride, that doesn't always come into play. A lot of it is need-based. A lot of it is their personal journey, their story, you know, you know, their life up until 18 years old, I guess is the best way to say it. And it's, you know, and what they want to do with their life and where they're going. You know, we've had it, the scholarship's been around for 15 years now, and we've had some amazing kids go through. And I think out of the 15 years, I bet 6 or 7 of those years, it was the first kid ever in the family history to ever go to college.
Oh, and
so
that's wonderful.
It really is.
Yeah.
And a lot of that plays into the need base of people, you know, that they're, you know, the family history hasn't been college and hasn't been something people can afford. And we try to find, you know, those people and
sure.
that really want to further themselves and foot the bill.
Good for you. Good
for
you.
The whole thing. My 3 kids went on the Jim Fricke scholarship. I took care of that.
And you're still paying for that, dude. I'll tell you, I was on that scholarship right with you. I mean, my gosh. So let's talk about the Garden and Home Show, February 24th at the Convention Center. We talked about the home part of it a little bit. But what about the garden component? That is so spectacular. Middle of winter, and you go into the Convention Center, and it's summer all over again.
It is, actually. It's there's 8 gardens on the show floor, almost an acre of gardens, if you can imagine, indoor at the convention center. We're growing anywhere between 8,000 and 10,000 flowers right now. We
wow.
started growing them in April because we have to force them to think that February is spring and summer. And so we force these plants. We get them down to the show. We have 8 companies, or I shouldn't say at 8 companies. One of the gardens is done by Colorado State University.
Cool.
They have master gardeners there. We call it our education garden. They have master gardeners there answering plant-related questions the entire show. Another garden this year is being done by Wheat Ridge High School. They have an ag program at Wheat Ridge High School, and they are doing one of the 8 gardens. Other than those 2 that are more education-related, the other 6 gardens are done by landscape companies locally here in town. And they show what they can do.
Yeah.
And it's anything from water features to, I mean, we bring in the equivalent of about 1,000 pickup loads of mulch.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah. There's the mulches in there. And then we bring in probably 20 to 25 semi-loads a block.
Oh,
and then
wow.
we start bringing in trees and shrubs and all of the flowers. And for those of you out there that are thinking about the flowers, you know, halfway through the show on Wednesday, so it'd be Wednesday, February 27th, 28th.
Yes.
We actually have a plant sale. Our Vada Rotary uses it. They sell the plants for us, the flowers. They use it for their scholarship program. But we sell flowers for $2 a piece. They're gone within an hour or two.
I'll bet.
Down there to we open at noon that day. Be down there around 11:30 or so. But they sell them right out the show entrance. And they're $2 a piece, and a lot of these are perennials that people come down, and people are used to doing it. Now we have people who show up with wagons and buy flowers and take them home. And then, so they raise money for that, which is super cool, because we want the second weekend to be as pretty as the first weekend. And so that's why we change out the flowers.
Good thinking.
And then after the show, and most people don't know that this happens, on Sunday night when the show closes on March 3rd, we actually have a couple Boy Scout troops that box up the flowers. And then on Monday morning after the show is done, last year, 20 Rotary clubs delivered, I believe, 60 nursing homes.
Oh,
about 6,000 flowers.
Good for you.
And so the flowers get a new life after the show, and they're just delivered to people at nursing homes.
Oh, that's
so
great. That's great.
But we definitely change. It is spring when you walk in. You can smell the hyacinths. And I mean, it's amazing inside the show to be able to see. There's water features.
It's beautiful.
Wild.
It's beautiful.
And if you can imagine all of everything in there, you know, we give the flowers away. We only have about 1 dump truck load of, I'm using my air quotes on the phone, that doesn't really help, right?
Yeah.
We have 1 dump truck load of trash after all of that. Everything
it's
else
amazing.
Is recycled.
It's amazing.
It's we actually rent the mulch.
Oh, my gosh.
Weird.
That's
we
weird.
We rent mulch yeah. for the show. It all goes back.
Oh, my gosh.
The block all goes back. And so it's pretty wild. It's organized chaos to watch it go in. And then once you show it Saturday morning at 10 o'clock on February 24th, spring opens up at the convention center.
Cool, Jim. Well, quick, before I let you go, where do we get the tickets? How do we get them?
You can get tickets on AXS.com. They're selling them there. Search Colorado Garden and Home Show. You can also buy tickets on site. You can learn more about the show at our web, website, www.coloradogardenfoundation.org. If you're coming down for a specific product, you can actually search it by product category so that you can speed up your trip when you're down there. Plan ahead. It's a large show, but it's got everything you need for your home.
That's true, it does. Jim Fricke, Executive Director, Colorado Garden Foundation. Good talking to you, Jim. I look forward to seeing you down there. I never do. I go down and I never see you down there because it's so big. It's too big.
Well, I want to say, listen, I am down there.
I know you're down there somewhere.
Exactly.
Hey, Jim, good talking to you. Thanks for coming on today.
All right. Thanks, Murphy.
Yeah, good talking to you. And you too. Mile High Magazine. Hang on. I'm right back with some more.